One, two, three, four!
Good morning, good morning!
It's great to stay up late.
Good morning to you!
When the band began to play, the stars were shining bright.
But now the milkman's on his way, it's too late to say goodnight.
So say good morning!
Ah, good morning! Some people's in
good morning to you!
Yes, good morning. It's the Thursday Big Breakfast with LT Matty and the other bloke that never shows up on time.
Yay! He's got mail. He's got mail.
Who?
Stokesy. We sent him an email to tell him to get here on time.
Oh, yes. Hopefully he's listening now and he can maybe ring up with some of his comments.
No. Let's pretend he's here.
Okay.
Can you do a Stokesy?
I can't, actually. I think it's a specialised thing that only he can do.
What do you think? Do you think we need to pinch the nose a little bit?
But yeah. Yep. Slam the head back
a
little bit.
Hello, I'm Stokesy. Hello. What do you reckon?
Yeah, that was pretty close, actually.
Yeah, good.
Sort of Ewok-ish.
Oh!
Very similar. So what do we got coming up on today's show?
Stokesy
hopefully eventually shows up for today's show. We've got, today is soap opera day.
Soap opera day.
So all you fans of Days of Our Lives and all that stuff, apparently this is your day to celebrate.
Is this your wife's suggestion on what we should do today?
No, I watch more soap operas than she does.
Oh, really?
It's a very, sort of fitting day because this is the day that Aaron Spelling died.
Really?
Yep.
Is this like
4 years ago or something?
Wow.
It might be more than that, I don't know.
And but yet you got the Beverly Hills 90210 question wrong last
I
week.
I know. Well, see, I was never really a Spelling fan, I must admit. But he's done a lot of stuff. I wish I could remember what it is that he's done, but he's done a lot of stuff.
Good to see you did the prep on that one.
So our theme today is what's on the screen, whether it be TV, movies, what have you. You guys also went to Supernova. I've allocated about 3 minutes for you to talk about Supernova.
Brilliant. We did go to Supernova. It was, oh, man, it was surreal. Absolutely surreal. We walk in and there, well, actually, no, I get there and, what do you know, Stokesy then sends me a text saying, can you bring your camera? So right. I had to get in my car and turn around and go back because I hadn't brought my camera. But so glad I did because we got loads of photos. I'll be up on our Thursday Big Breakfast. Great photo of Stokesy being absolutely slammed by Wolverine. We popped in and chatted to the wrestling guys and got some great photos of me with the really hot wrestling chicks.
Were they proper?
Oh, yeah, brother. Oh, they were. I can't tell you the names. You'll have the interview next week on next week's show. Next week will be dedicated to Supernova.
Supernova.
And there was one guy, the guy's got to be at least 6 foot 12. And there's a photo of me.
6 foot 12?
6 foot 12.
Is that like 7 foot?
Yes.
Right.
And he was just big and cuddly. And they had just silly names. And they were lovely people. They really were. And we'd interviewed them. And then they did the wrestling. And at one point, Rocket Boy has just won. He's up on the thing and he's stripped his top off. And he's going, yeah, yeah. And he sees me in the crowd taking a photo. And he just turns and gives the big thumbs up. And it was an emotional, there was a bond.
There was a bond?
There was a bond between me and him at the time.
What was his name? Rocket Boy?
Rocket Boy, something
Rocket
like that.
Rocket Boy.
Because he had the most retarded rocket
Did he have
creations
a jet pack on
his leotard. Pardon?
Did he have a jetpack on?
No.
Weak.
Pardon?
Weak. I would have worn a jetpack if I called myself Rocket Boy.
Pretty much.
So it sounds like there was lots to be had. Lots of fun.
It was nuts. It was loads of fun. The amount of celebrities there and people who dressed up to look like celebrities. We had a great time. We got an interview with Barbara Eden.
Nice.
We'll be broadcasting that next week. It was fantastic. So I highly recommend you go to Supernova next year. If anything, it's just an experience. What is the most awesome experience ever?
What?
Is walking up and seeing a crowd of people trying to get in. And you hear, this line is for pre-tickets only, pre-tickets only. And the pre-ticket line is going from now forever.
Right.
And then the other line is people trying to get to the ATM because they forgot to bring money.
Right, yep.
And we literally walked straight up and said to the security guard, where is the media desk? He let us in.
Nice.
We walked straight through and could have kept walking. But so, we walked up to the media desk and got the branch.
So it's good to be a media person.
Pretty much. It rocks to do radio.
Awesome. Sounds good. All right. So also our phrase of the day, the line that we want you to go at, end of the world and use. Today was the day the Batman premiered in 1989.
Wow. What, the Michael Keaton, Jack Nicholson?
Jack Nicholson one. So I thought this might be fitting to go out and use in the workplace.
Oh, let me guess which one it is.
Tell me something, my friend.
Oh, I love it.
You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight? I always ask that of all my prey. I just like the sound of it.
So there it is. Go ahead. Nah. Talk to people at work. Talk to people on the bus. I think at the train station, standing next to somebody, that's the perfect line to drop.
So what? Sorry, what was the perfect line to drop? You're at the train station and you should say what?
Tell me something, my friend. You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight? I always ask that of all my prey. I just like the sound of it.
I've just got this image of an abattoir worker walking up to the cow before he stuns it to, slaughter it, and him saying...
Oh, I've got to do it again.
And him saying...
Tell me something, my friend.
You've got to give me more notice than just pointing at me. My hands aren't that quick.
I always ask that of all my prey. I just like the sound of it.
Or, getting up in the morning, you're looking at your cereal and you say...
Tell me something, my friend. You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight? I always ask that of all my prey. I just like the sound of it.
So who was that, LT?
That was Jack, our mate Jack. The first Joker. It's interesting debate over whether or not he or Heath was better at it, but we're a little bit behind, so we might just jump into a song.
Okay.
2RRR Thursday Big Breakfast.
I want to come back to that, whether he felt Jack was better.
With LT, Matty G, and the other douche that never shows up on time. There it is. Pink with Dear Mr. President, and the one before that was Toto Africa. Great song.
Oh, fantastic song.
It's a Thursday Big Breakfast. You're listening to Matty and LT, and...
The douchebag.
The douchebag isn't here.
Where is he, Walkboy? Is that him?
I'm here, mate.
Speak of the devil.
Turn his microphone on.
Speak of the douche, and the douche appears. Your mic's on now, mate. I was going to have a chat about Supernova.
Supernova sucked.
But I think I'll give you guys. I think I'll give you guys a bit of time. Well, Stokesy, a bit of time to sit down and relax, and let you know that Chris Crocker, the guy who famously had the leave. Britney Alone rant.
In case you haven't heard it, I'm going to give you a quick rendition. Leave Britney do it better. Leave Stokesy alone. He works really hard on this show. Just because he turns up late every 3 weeks, it doesn't matter.
He always picks my show to show up late, too. It's nice of him. So anyway, that bloke is now going to become a porn star.
Cool.
I'm wondering if the rant is going to be part of the whole...
I always thought it was a chick. I thought that was a chick who did that.
I'm fairly certain it's a bloke.
Oh, we're going to have to get our pop culture reference person in.
Is it a bloke or a chick?
I don't know.
It's a guy, and he's actually turned from like this kind of ugly-looking chick into a really hot dude. So, yeah. Bring it on.
Ugly.
Like, good comparison.
Ugly-looking chick into a hot dude.
When I said our pop culture referee, I wasn't expecting her to pop out of nowhere.
She just, right.
Just came, I was thinking we were going to check in with her or something. She just took over the airwaves on that one.
We now have a pop culture guru that can just pop in at any time. It's good. There's also Spider-Man Tobey Maguire. He's been sued over a gambling ring. It actually says on the website, Riang. So I don't know if that's a typo or there's a new type of thing called a gambling Riang. Anyone ever heard of a Riang before?
I'm pretty sure if you go down to Ashfield and go into some of those CD...
I think it's a Malaysian dish.
Can I get the gambling Riang, please? Tobey Maguire, Leonardo DiCaprio and Matt Damon named in a multi-million-dollar poker ring. Riang, sorry.
Well, I know Matt Damon loves a bit of poker ever since he did...
And you wonder why the referee has to come on random occasions.
The Rounders?
Yes, Rounders. Good movie. Edward Norton.
Was a good movie. And What's His Face?
With What's His Face. He went off and he learned how to play cards and ever since then. And then after Ocean's 11 and 12, he loves a bit of gambling. Why not? If you've got that amount of money.
Good on him. So you win now, Stokesy?
I'm settled in now, boys.
All right, it's 6:18. You're listening to Thursday Big Breakfast, and now that Stokesy's settled in, we'll put a song on. It's the Thursday Big Breakfast. You're listening to LT Stokesy and Maddie. I haven't turned their mics on yet because they were talking about other stuff that's inappropriate for radio. Are we ready now?
Yeah.
We
were talking about my haircut, which I would like to point out, neither of you noticed for 22 minutes.
I noticed. I just didn't think it was a very manly thing to do. Oh, you got your haircut, love.
Maddie, I really hope you paid half price for it.
For Stokesy's dad, if he's listening.
Yeah, it's pretty dodgy.
We've also got Cassie, who just left.
See you, Cass.
Say hello, Cassie.
Hi.
I said to say hello, not hi.
Oh,
see?
Hello.
Dealing with amateurs. we're going to have a quick little chat about the old Virgin flight crew members.
Stokesy and Cassie?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't think
What did they exactly say?
I don't think I can say exactly what they say. No. They wrote a message on... They were supposed to put a message on two flight crew members that fell asleep on their screen so they could wake up. And it was, get up, you C-word... But they mistakenly...
Cats.
They mistakenly broadcast it to the entire plane. You guys ever done anything stupid like that?
All the time.
I have done something stupid on a plane, but I don't know if I should...
No, not on the plane, but like supposed to send a text message to somebody and end up going to somebody else or...
Oh, yeah, I've got the best one ever. You guys would probably not find this the best one.
Oh, please go on. Go on.
I actually really liked this guy, and he wasn't really sending the right messages or calling, and, you know, we were supposed to meet
interested.
Up.
So I didn't care about you at all.
I actually sent a message to him, meaning it to a friend of mine, saying, oh, well, three strikes and you're out. And it went to him.
I wonder what he was thinking.
I think the better one Cassie has is when she came on air last week and absolutely... rubbished a poor innocent man for stealing her watch after a drunken night, only for her to find it in her flatmate's room 3 days later. You know, I think an on-air apology to Mr. I don't remember your name would be highly appropriate at this point.
Can we just say that no funny business happened, all right?
Can I also say that the watch is absolutely massive?
It's like a sundial.
How do you lose that watch? Seriously, look at it.
I do apologise. I felt really bad.
So how did you find it?
Well, I didn't. My flatmate actually cleaned up a room after about 4 months.
That might explain it.
So you came home drunk. You did the, my boyfriend's coming around, sod off. You thought he
Let's hope he's not listening.
You thought he had stolen your watch. And then it turns out apparently you just got half undressed in your flatmate's room.
Hang on, I remember half undressed not being.
Or
that's how it played out in Maddie's head.
Stole it, and it was heavy guilt about how you had accused another man.
I don't know. I think we've gone off track. I was never half nude in my flatmate's room. I just took my watch off. Can we clean that
up? But why do you wander into your flatmate's room, take off your watch, maybe a boot, just one, and then walk and wander off and do the rest in Europe? I mean, I don't understand.
Taking off a watch is a little bit different to strolling around half naked in somebody's room.
Where the boot came in.
I don't know, Christian, you've been to my house. Do we ever walk around half naked?
Well, that's kind of the rule, really.
Yeah, but you did that by choice, don't you?
I just wandered in there by accident. That's how we met. I tried to steal her watch at the pub.
Oh, look, he's nude too. No text messages or anything weird?
I've probably sent a few, probably to relatives.
What about the whole drink and dial thing? Drink and text?
Done that a lot too.
I did a birthday party about a year ago where I had my radio mic on, and it was at the middle of the party where I should have just flicked it off because one kid had been being rude, nasty, abusive, punching, kicking, and they had done it again. They'd rabbit punched me in the kidneys, and I leant over and carefully whispered in the ear, "If you touch me again, I'm going to flush you in the toilet, you little crapper." And the problem was, I've left my microphone on.
And then the 35-year-old bloke that was doing it to your left.
No, I've left
then
my
I went
microphone
to bed with
on.
Toilets.
So every parent in the room, in the whole hall, has heard me say it.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Well, you're going to let them know.
Oh, dear. I didn't get a tip that day.
I just started work with a bloke. I reckon I've been working with him for about 3 days. And his name was Ben. And I was...
Was Ben? He changed it?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Someone turn his mic off. Wait, I'm in control. His name was Ben, and my wife, obviously, is called Beck. And I'd known him for about 3 days, and I sent him a text message that wasn't appropriate for Beck, let alone appropriate for some random bloke called Ben that I just met. and he...
Was it about Beck?
Yeah, it was like, you know, not inappropriate. The kind of things you say to your wife when you're in the mood.
The dirty text.
Please.
Yeah, please. Please. I've been good. I've cleaned the house. No.
Stay awake for me. I'm on my way home.
What do you mean awake? Just take the covers off. No. I promise
I'll do the dishes. Just stay there.
Funnily enough, he didn't say anything to me about it afterwards, and I never really brought it up with him because I didn't want to talk to him about it. But there you go. It was very awkward.
Did you end up having to fire him?
No, he was. This was when I was younger, and he was actually my boss. So,
so you sent your own boss a sexy text.
Yeah. Hey, baby, what are you wearing?
Now you own the business.
Yep, that's exactly.
And the only text you get is, "I'm not coming into work today."
Exactly. But we've had that rant before.
Just getting back to the flight. Yes. I mean, it says get up, you.
Seas.
Was mistakenly broadcast on all premium economy TV screens.
Yep.
So it's not like they heard it. They actually saw it on the television.
Yeah, it was written down.
And a flight from Florida to Scotland.
Yep.
So they're probably half Scottish.
Yeah, so they probably
wouldn't have even cared.
That's colloquial language over there. That would have been.
It's like fitting in over there.
Well, over there, it's
must be talking to their mothers.
Over there, it's actually a name for it's one of their Scottish names. They pronounce it Canute. I'm not joking. Scott Canute.
This might be the last week of Thursday Breakfast.
Apologies to all of our Scottish fans. I know there's thousands of them.
You just had an accident. Your name's Canute. Can you call, please? 9816.
All right, let's jump into a song. It's Thursday Big Breakfast. I was about to say it's 6:30, but now it's 6:31, so it's just throwing my rhythm out. We got Cassie and LT in the studio and the other two douches. I'm a see, I'm a sa, I'm a Michael's. Don't worry, nobody heard it. I didn't turn it on. It's the Thursday Big Breakfast. It's 6:35. Yes. No, it was on, but it wasn't.
All right.
Nobody heard it. I turned it on after you. We're inappropriate, half naked, with one boot and no watch.
Disgusting behaviour.
Thursday Big Breakfast, 6:35. What's the happy apps, boys? We're going to talk about the news. Sorry, and girl. Boys and girl. Go.
Well, I think what we were just talking about off air was actually quite good. Pippa Middleton.
But we're going to leave that for Cassie's entertainment section.
Right, I'm going to talk about this robbery.
Hey! I said I was doing the robbery. You do another one.
Sorry, I was got told that I was going to do the robbery one, Matt.
No, I'm doing the robbery.
No, that's what the producer said. The producer's just yelling out to me now and saying, do the robbery one, Chris.
A man walked into a 7-Eleven. I just turned everyone's mics off to...
No, you do the wrong thing.
The Sephiro Iridium Razor has sapphire blades and a handle made primarily from iridium.
What is iridium?
Iridium. It's a derivative of titanium and up your bummy.
Right.
Yeah. It's one of the rarest and strongest metals in existence. It'll last you for a decade. But is it enough to make you fork over $100,000? Australian dollars.
$100,000 for a razor.
For a razor.
Well, you can see how much I use a razor, so I probably won't be forking out the $100,000, but who buys this?
Someone with lots of money and nothing to do with it. But look, it lasts for how long? A decade.
10 years, and have to worry about buying it.
The problem is, your missus would take it and shave her legs and stuff, and it'd be a waste of time. Does it stay sharp?
Well, I hope so.
It's one of the rarest, strongest metals in existence.
So pretty much if it was my missus, it would take one lot of her leg and that'd be it. It'd be, oh, hang on.
That in the bin.
Are we on air? Oh,
there goes 100 grand.
Oh, I'm going to get beaten mercilessly when I get home. Love you, dear. Anyway, you know.
Aren't you glad I did that story first?
Yeah. Good stuff. The man was beaten to death after he got home.
Germans and Stokesy voted the least funny. Germans have been voted the world's least funny nationality in a global poll.
In a German poll?
In a global poll.
Yes, we are not funny.
The poll also named
What's the poll made of?
Americans as the funniest overall. while the Spanish are the most amusing. Europeans ahead of Italian and French.
So this makes me think it's an American website.
The social network and dating website
Badaboo.com
asked 30,000 people across 15 countries.
Hence the .com.
To name both American the funniest or to make people laugh and the least funny nationality. The problem with German humour, it doesn't work the same way. You have to actually, when you're doing a joke in Germany, you have to prefix it with the punchline first and then the build-up. It's just the way they're backwards over there. No, but Ben Elton talked about
it. We should do a German show.
We've already isolated the Scottish. Now we're getting rid of the Germans.
But Ben Elton talked about it when he was writing that Queen spectacular show,
right?
We Will Rock You.
Yep.
And he was talking about how he had to rewrite all huge chunks of material because it had to be pretty much done in reverse. It had to be the joke first, and then how the joke was built up. It's just they're odd people.
So Australia,
and whatever you do, don't mention the war.
I do like the Germans.
How does Australia not get a mention in that?
Well, we're not very funny. We're just extremely good looking.
Yeah, because pretty much we stuck up Kevin Bloody Wilson and went, yeah, there you go, have a laugh.
And intelligent. A man walked into a 7-Eleven, put a $20 bill on the counter and asked for change. When the clerk opened the cash drawer, the man pulled out a gun and said, give me all the cash in the cash register. The man took the cash and fled, leaving the $20 bill on the counter. There was a total of $15 in the drawer.
That's it. You know, at least he wasn't falling for the whole, oh, you have to buy something before I can open the till routine.
I've seen a person walk into a bank. Well, no, I haven't seen him.
No, really?
I heard the story. The bloke walked into a bank. Where's his mic?
Ouch.
The bloke walked into the bank and gave the cash register a piece of paper and wrote on it, give me all the money or whatever, and he used one of the deposit slips from the bank. And she said, we don't actually accept this at this bank. You've got to go to the one next door. And he did. The cops called him. Yeah. Let's jump into some
I just want to be very quickly, that 7-Eleven thing. He walks in and says, I want change. The guy opens it up, and then he ends up only stealing $15. Apparently, they didn't have enough change for the 20, so why were they even opening the till? You know, I think there's a flaw in the story. I think we should look into this. Cassie, that's your job.
Yeah, you need to go down to 7-Eleven and ask him.
That's not Hollywood gossip.
Crickets. Tumbleweeds. It's 6:40, Thursday Big Breakfast. There's too many people in the room to name, so we might jump into some CSAs followed by a song.
Yes, do it the German way.
Song followed by CSAs, Thursday Big Breakfast. You're listening to 46. How's that?
That was good. Thank you. German.
So, Lady Gaga on stage apparently wet herself.
As you do. Yeah.
She was relieving herself as a male dancer was carrying her across the stage.
So now she's Lady Pee Pee.
Lady Pee Pee. What, first of all,
I'm sure she was just marinating the suit she was in.
Marinating.
It's happened a lot on stage, but is the time to do it when you're being carried by somebody across the stage?
I don't think it's any time to do it on stage, do you?
I think he needs a pay rise, that poor Nick.
What, do you ever think there is a time when you can wet yourself?
Yeah.
When?
When you're in a wetsuit and you're scuba diving.
So in the ocean, with the exception of the ocean?
Yep, the swimming pool, the local swimming pool.
Maddie's talking about before he gets in the pool.
Do you swim in your toilet?
The purple dye.
Don't pee in the pool.
Ooh.
It's appropriate when you're in year two and the teacher says you're not allowed to go and you go anyway.
So no, I was
just sticking it to the man.
I was watching an infomercial the other day and it started out a guy on a golf course, halfway through his backswing, stop, puts a club down and runs off into the bushes. And it said, do you need to go to the toilet on the golf course? Blah, blah, blah. So anyway, You know, the product they were selling was, it was a golf club that had a lid on top.
And
you could you could open it and then go to the toilet inside the golf club.
What TV are you watching?
And then you put the lid back on and then you put that in your golf bag and then at the end of your round you empty it out. Now, I don't think that's the funniest bit. The funniest bit is you can rest it against, say, your old fella so it's down on the ground. And then there's a towel that covers up your old fella.
Most men have enough trouble getting into a toilet bowl, let alone into the end of a golf club.
And the little caption was, you can make it look like you're checking out your golf swing. And checking out your golf club, so you're standing with your hands on your hips, like you're getting ready for a golf shelf, while you're weeing into this
shaking
thing.
It three swings.
That's awesome.
So I ordered three of them, and hopefully they'll be in the mail. So
one for each of us.
Yep, one for all of us to try.
Would you have to practice with that? Like, would it be something that you'd have to get the hang on?
I imagine you'd practice with your normal golf clubs.
Yeah, you have to go to the driving range.
Oh, I thought you meant practice your golf swing. Well, I don't know, because I think the idea is to put your bits in there. Like, I think it'd be a lot harder for a woman to use club.
If you're meant to put your bits in there, does it come in a multitude of sizes?
I was just about to say, Chris will be fine.
I just run off into the bushes.
I didn't really go into that much detail on it, to be honest.
Thank you so much.
I imagine you've only got to get the eye in there.
See, this is why I love that you can't sleep. Because you stay up and watch this stuff.
And watch weird stuff.
Yeah. Cassie mentioned it earlier. Fergie actually peed herself on stage.
She did. The Green Day drummer pooed in Pootie's pants.
Yeah.
While he was halfway through a set.
Look, I think it's a
good morning, Sydney.
I think it's a bit of a badge of honour, can I say, for a musician.
The thing is, if you're on stage doing a good, you know, people like Britney Spears that do a 45-minute show probably don't have to worry about it, but. Yeah, the old school rockers that used to do 3.5, 4 hour, 4 hour sets. I reckon it's justified. You can't just run off stage and go. Maybe they should invent a guitar that's got a little cap on top.
Maybe a microphone stand that has a little cap.
Hey, there's an idea in that.
And a little towel, and just they can pretend they're looking at the crowd.
How long have we got? We've got a fair bit of time up our sleazy.
Well, at the beginning of the hour, we were talking about the best.
That's what I was gonna come back to. Thing though, it is soap opera day. Big fan of soap operas?
Nope.
Days of Our Lives?
Neighbours, maybe a little bit.
Neighbours?
Back in the day. Yeah, not the new Neighbours, the old Neighbours.
Back when Craig McLaughlin, Check 1-2 was on there?
No, not quite that far.
And the only soap opera I got into was the wrestling.
Yeah, true. That is a male soap opera.
Yes.
So, who was the best Joker villain?
Well, which one? Is it Joker or villain? I mean...
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Can I say...
Don't invite nerds into conversation.
The first Joker...
I just went to Supernova and had to walk around going, that's Doctor Who, that's this, that... Because he's going, what's that one? Why is she dressed up like that?
Matt wasn't just saying, oh, there's Doctor Who, oh, there's the guy from Torchwood, blah, blah. He was more like, oh, my God, that's Doctor Who. Oh, my God, what are you? You're amazing. Oh, my God, oh, my... It was, oh, my God,
yeah,
everyone.
Except I had to have a little enthusiasm because he was walking up to people going, hi,
why are
you dressed like an idiot?
That looks
really uncomfortable. That looks really uncomfortable. Why are you wearing that?
Who are you? Did you drop any of them?
Yeah. What? Times.
At one point, why are you dressed like that to a mirror? You know?
And the mirror said,
hello, handsome.
So, there you going?
So, who's the best Joker? I think you can't compare them. They're two totally different ones.
Oh, well, thanks for that.
I think the first one.
Make an effort.
Yes. The one from the TV show.
Yep.
The Joker from the TV show, the 60s Batman.
The 60s Batman villain.
I thought he was awesome because he was funny as well. Like, he was really good.
Yeah.
And look.
Ledger was a bit sort of dark and twisted. I don't know that he was a comedy type.
No, he wasn't Nicholson a clown.
Nicholson was pretty awesome.
He wasn't a clown prince. I mean, you've actually got an interesting point there. You've got the original, Dom Romero, from the original. You then got Nicholson, who's a nice intermediate between that one and then what Ledger ended up becoming. So it's actually a really nice bell curve of what you can be done with the character.
Leave your bell curve out. Right?
You can't compare them. Each one own it individually, I think.
Who was the best villain in Batman?
Well, so far, I think Ledger's villain really was the most solid.
I really like Two-Face.
What?
I thought Two-Face's
character was Harvey Keitel?
Nah.
Harvey Keitel.
It would have been good with Harvey Keitel.
You said villains in general, right?
Yep.
So
no, but like, who played the best villain in all of the Batman TV shows, movies, all the rest of it?
I think Arnold Schwarzenegger is Mr.
Freeze. That's mine. Everybody, that tornado's forecast.
Yeah, he was funny.
You were just you just wanted us to say that so you could say that.
No. Who do you reckon was the best? A legitimate. And obviously, he was garbage. So was Jim Carrey.
I thought Chris O'Donnell playing Robin was a good villain.
I particularly enjoyed the really rock solid nipples that they put into those suits.
His acting was so terrible that he became a villain in my eyes.
The who was the best Batman?
Alicia Silverstone.
Val Kilmer?
No.
I reckon Michael Keaton was the best Batman.
Michael Keaton was the best, yeah.
I don't like this.
But Val Kilmer's Batman was the first Batman that had nipples. Thought I just mentioned that.
Were the rest of them like action figures?
Yeah, no, it was the first suit that they actually put nipples on it, which was kind of weird in a way.
See, I thought George Clooney had a really good chance to be a good Batman, but then he just got given a dog of a movie.
He's doing T-ads.
He's single again, ladies.
Why ladies plural? There's only one of us in here.
I'm talking to the audience.
Let's see if we can set up Cass with Clooney.
With Clooney?
What do you reckon, Cass?
That can be our new slogan.
All right.
Would you date George Clooney and his potbelly pig?
I'd date George Clooney.
Yeah, I so would date George Clooney.
He's not a bit old for you? Just putting it out there, I mean, you know.
No, he's not.
Okay.
I don't think he is. Do you guys?
Money makes a man young.
And he's very attractive for an older man.
Is he that old?
He gets better with age.
How old is he?
Great, he's like a fine wine. In a couple of years, he should hit vinegar. Kind of like Hugh Hefner.
No, see, Hugh was never actually really attractive.
No, but he's definitely vinegar.
We'll chat about him later.
And if you're listening, we love you, mate.
And
the invitations to the mansion would be very nice. Thank you.
Well, at least some media accreditation.
Can I just say, Jonathan Thurston, well done, son. Thursday Big Breakfast.
That was a joke anyway.
Jonathan Thurston. Yeah, I know.
So
I think it was just a beat up.
A ref. Good. It's a good thing.
Yeah, they should
be doing it. We're
going to
talk about it.
We're going to
talk about it later, maybe.
Okay, all right, yeah.
Because we don't want to waste our A material.
It's A material. Where?
It's 6:55. We'll play some music, then we'll come back.
There's two other letters that go after that A,
B and Z.
No, it's the same letter, and I'm not allowed to repeat it.
Silence. 6:55. Thursday Big Breakfast. We'll play some music, and then we'll come back and do some other stuff. This is Thursday Big Breakfast. There's a reason I only turn my mic on in between songs. All right, have we finished with our conversations over there?
Yeah.
So it turns out
Thursday
someone here didn't put a bra on today. And I'm going to tell you, it was Stokesy.
I'm wearing a bikini, actually.
It's a nice one.
So I'm going to the beach after this.
Little pink one.
I'm impressed. I'm going to go to the beach.
It's the start of the second hour, so everyone's probably just starting to wake up now. So put your game faces on.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, good morning. It's 7 o'clock and Thursday Big Breakfast. What have we got coming up in the next hour? Anyone know?
Music.
Sun.
Talk.
Air.
Oh, Stokesy.
Music.
Air.
Word association.
Douche.
Bag.
Air douche bag.
Matt.
Mum.
Right, we have Cassie coming up, who's going to give us our entertainment report. I'll turn yours back on now. You can start talking again. we're going to have a chat about some other stuff. We're going to play some music. Why don't we have a quick chat about... Do we want to talk about Hugh Hefner's other woman?
So he's already...
Which one? He's got like 30 of them.
So the woman that left him for somebody else apparently left because he cheated with... I mean, the entertainment guru would probably know more than I would. He cheated with Miss January. Anna Sophia Berglund. She's a pretty good-looking bird.
Yeah, and it's her best friend. It's Crystal's best friend.
Crystal's best friend.
Can I say?
Yeah. And she's moved into the grotto.
She's moved into the mansion.
I mean,
if you marry Hugh Hefner, you've got to kind of realise that it's probably not going to be a normal marriage where...
Something's going to happen.
You're both not rooting up.
I mean, when you consider the fact how you probably met Hugh Hefner in the first place...
She was.
Do you know what I mean? Like, if you are thinking...
Yeah, but if not rooting other people.
Exactly.
Considering that he's got three girlfriends at all times.
Yeah, you have to sort of expect that sort of
thing. And he has bed buddy sleepovers as well, and that's how...
But maybe...
Michael Jackson used to have those.
Maybe.
And look how that turned out.
Allegedly.
I think that's the kind of thing we should be doing to really help bond this
radio show. Well, I'm not doing anything at all to do with sleepovers.
No way.
But we should do a bed buddy, you know, sleepover where we all get together and we get to know each other better.
It's funny how you only introduce this when there's a female in the studio. You've never introduced it when it was just me and Stokesy.
I'm on the edge.
Would you like to be the meat in the Stokesy and LT sandwich? Lovely.
I'll bring the 50-year razor. We're
going to
need it.
Have you seen Stokesy?
Have you got a game? Have I seen him? No, I haven't. What does he look like?
Have you got a game for us today?
No, I've decided in protest because I always seem to get, we'll just give somebody else a point.
He's still
I'm protesting.
How can you be bitching? It was the one time in nearly 3 months that you lost. One time.
Well, then why do I have the genie outfit as well?
Because it was the one time you lost.
Except for the other time that I lost.
No, that was it.
No, I got prune juice to drink and I had to dress up in the genie thing. Or did I only lose once? Didn't I lose twice?
Oh, okay, so you lost twice.
Thank you very much.
I don't know. You guys are having this conversation.
Our phrase of the day.
I'm thinking about Hugh Hefner.
No, I'm just one of those people that hates to lose. I'll cheat. I cheat in Pictionary. I cheat in Battleship. C4, miss. And then I slyly move it while nobody's looking.
It's true.
I cheat in Guess Who. I just hate to lose. We're going to play out.
We were playing a game where who could drink the most coffee, and he had to win.
Yep.
So he just started eating it.
And like I haven't slept since.
Seriously, he put like dessert spoons of coffee into a blender with milk, and then that's not enough, because I did that, and then
pour a can of V and a couple of Barocca in on top of that. You should have been sweet.
Yeah, I've gone past the days of energy drinks. I don't sleep as it is. So.
Can we go back to the Hugh Hefner situation?
Yes.
Let's.
If you're a bird and you're wanting to marry Hugh Hefner, you've honestly got to be thinking that this is probably not going to be a monogamous relationship, surely. So if she's basing the whole I left him because he did the sly on me,
I think she just wanted a way out.
It's a bit stupid.
I think she just wanted a way out.
The token female here.
Stokesy's pretty.
But be the
just because I didn't wear a bra this morning.
Be the token female here. Would you marry Hugh Hefner?
No, I would not marry.
Would you?
I'd marry George Clooney, but not Hugh Hefner.
Would you dump Hugh Hefner if he had cheated on you? Or would you dump George Clooney if he cheated on you?
Or if you think he stole your watch?
Well, with Hugh Hefner, like with him, obviously he's going to cheat no matter what. But at least he's doing it in front of your face. It's in the media. He's got 3 girlfriends. That is common knowledge, is it not?
Well, yes. My question is it cheating if you know?
Well, see, that's
Has he been married before?
A few times.
Wasn't this like his 8th time?
Who are you yelling that to?
So he's been married before?
Yeah.
Did he
cheat on all of them?
Of course he did.
He had 3
So you reckon she went into it thinking, I'm going to have a monogamous relationship here?
No, I think she went into it going, I'm going to...
I'm just putting it out there. I've never liked her. I'm a Holly girl. I love Holly.
I can't stand her. I can't stand Holly.
Really? I love Holly. And Bridget. Anyway.
Holly's Nothing made a name me. For it. She's on Vegas now, isn't
his
she?
His business is smut and like porn and naked chicks. That's his business.
Where are you working at the moment? Zoo magazine?
Allegedly in Zoo magazine.
Allegedly.
And you know what I mean? Like that's his business. So it's kind of like, you know, I don't know, dating a mechanic but telling him that, you know, don't fix any cars anymore.
It's like dating a porn star and saying, sorry, you can't have sex with anyone else.
Leave Britney alone.
Yeah, exactly. Really?
Right. Leave you alone.
Hey.
Tell me something, my friend.
Enough of that. No, I wouldn't marry
you. Ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
Well, in the end of that
there you go.
It's
Hugh.
Bad when you don't have headphones on. Like you can't hear that there's music
One
going on
down,
over the top.
We'll
I can't.
He's doing it too. I was just playing our movie quote of the day.
While
you guys are both talking.
I love how professional this show is.
Yep.
Oh, hang on, I've got my headphones on.
I just thought I'd throw it in there. Anyway, our phrase of the day today, and the one we wanted to use at work, I'll play it again so you can hear it without people talking over the top of it, is our phrase of the day.
Tell me something, my friend. You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight? I always ask that of all my prey. I just like the sound of it.
I should have left everyone's mic off, but anyway.
That's what Hugh said to all his new girlfriends.
So, hats off to Hugh. Good on you, buddy.
I'm not laughing at the joke. I'm laughing at how you tried to spit it out. It's quite funny.
funny.
Yeah, I'm facing you at the moment. You know, put that hood up, pretty boy. What am I talking about? This room?
Pretty boy. Whoa.
You know, from the side on, you know, that nose is...
You know what they say, big nose.
Yeah.
Free air. Let's jump into a song before we deteriorate into
hurry
madness.
Up? That'd be great.
It's 7 minutes past seven, Thursday Big Breakfast with too many people in the room. That was Don't Stop Believing by the Glee Cast. I haven't turned anyone else's microphone on yet. And we're on. Okay. Thursday Big Breakfast. It's 11 minutes past seven. We have our entertainment guru, the watch hider.
I have a quick question. Cassie. You're the lumberjack.
Yep.
He's the Ewok, and I'm awesome, Mr. Awesome. We need a nickname for Cassie. What do you reckon? Without going with the obvious.
What's the obvious?
I don't know, but look at his face.
Doll tits.
Yeah, we did have that, but I don't know if we can do doll tits on air, can we?
I don't know. I just like saying it. Doll tits.
Yeah, but we've said it three times now, so we can't. The horse has already bolted.
I don't know.
Entertainment
Cassie,
guru.
Cassie, what nickname would you want for yourself?
I reckon we put it out to our listeners.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
a good
put
idea.
It out to the listeners.
Get on Facebook.
9816-2938. We'll get some photos up of Cass next week.
Why don't we...
Just get photos of Matt with no bra on.
Yeah. We'll get photos of Cass. Matt will get them from
no
the bushes.
I need to be supported. It hurts when I run.
Matt will be in the bushes taking photos of Cassie during the week. Sorry, am I not allowed to say that? It was a joke. It was a joke. Matt won't really be in the bushes taking photos.
Much easier.
Okay, entertainment report. Cass, what do you got?
Okay, the story
Do you like Cass, by the way?
Huh?
Cass?
Yeah.
Mama Cass?
Mama Cass. He's all right, called sorry, Mama Cass at school by my Mr. 60s teacher.
Does that make me that Mr. 60s?
That doesn't
Wait,
sound...
other people in the room when he said it?
I'm just, yeah.
Didn't you die eating a ham sandwich?
I don't know, but I don't look anything like Mama Cass, so... Anyway.
Yeah, go. Sorry.
So, Pippa Middleton. So, we've got the no underwear to the funeral.
Well, some people consider weddings and funerals to be the same thing. She's off to a blinder on her first entertainment report.
Any chick that doesn't wear undies to a funeral is hot.
What about to a wedding?
A corpse.
that's just taking it way too far.
I think that's crossed some sort of weird line.
And the royal wedding.
Yeah, I'll turn his mic off.
Yeah, please do. So no,
go.
No underwear to the royal wedding.
Oh, commander.
Would you have worn underwear to the royal wedding?
Well, it would depend on the dress that I was wearing. And
from what I understood, she would have had the bad VPLs if she had worn.
Very yeah, very bad. That dress was very slinky. So there would have been, some...
It rolls downstairs and rolls in pairs.
Not nice.
Slinky.
At all. But do you reckon that
this is the thing I don't get right? So they're calling her Commando, which is sort of derogatory type thing, but she's calling the ginger kid Captain in response. What's the ginger kid's name? Harry Pothead.
Harry. I like Harry.
Wasn't that his name in the papers for a while?
Yeah.
He was caught
it
smoking
was.
The gunge.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you...
So, yeah, they're calling him Captain because of his rank in the army or something.
Yeah.
That's not a nickname. How weak is that?
Yeah,
anyway.
He's pretty weak. But she seems a bit plain.
She's happy to be called Commando and let the world know that she's not wearing underwear, and her way to get him back is by calling him by his military rank.
But you've got to remember, he's royalty. So if the nickname's a bit too far, he gets beheaded.
Right.
You know, so you've got to kind of be a bit conservative, otherwise you lose your head.
When was the last
he's
time
a ginger, it might
any
be a...
of our royals were cool enough to start beheading each other?
I can see Charles just pulling out a sword and...
Lobbing off
somebody's head.
Maybe pulling the cap off the end and pissing in it.
I could see him doing that on the golf course for
I'm
sure.
Really hoping someone was listening to our earlier segment about peeing into the end of golf clubs. Otherwise,
understands
you
what
would
is.
Have no idea what the hell Stokesy was talking about there. About.
So what else have you got for us, entertainment-wise?
Amy Winehouse. She's cancelled her European tour.
She got booed off stage, didn't she?
Yeah, she was completely wasted once again. Which I actually, if you're going to go to an Amy Winehouse concert, wouldn't you expect that?
Yeah.
Wouldn't
like,
you
I'd be like, yeah!
To be honest, wouldn't you turn up like that if you actually wanted to be in to enjoy her stuff?
Well, Thursday Big Breakfast do not condone the use of that at any stage. Sorry, I'm joking.
What, alcohol?
Yes.
No, she's lost the plot, but yeah, I think they're all worried.
Yeah, like you said, you have to understand that she's already lost the plot, you know, just from listening to anything she's ever done, music included. I think she's a bit of a nut job, you've got to expect it.
But it depends on how drunk she was.
Drunk?
Well, did you say she was drunk on stage? Is that what you said?
She I think we're going to... completely...
She was. I don't think she was under the drunk. She was under the influence, kind of like you were a couple of weeks ago.
Allegedly. Okay, but like, it depends on how much money I've paid for the ticket, to be honest.
Yeah, true. I mean,
if you... $120 yeah. to go see this bird, and yep. she's legless and can't sing, then I'll probably have a bit of the poos.
Really? But every concert that she's been to, she's really done this. Like, it's just...
Is she the one that punched somebody in the head in the middle of a show?
The thing is, as you said...
Yeah.
As you say, Cassie, everyone she's ever done, she's done this. So everyone turned up expecting it. But what happens if it was even worse than usual?
Thing is, this isn't the first time, obviously, that a rock star has done this. You know, back in the day, the Stones used to all be off their heads when they're on stage.
I just don't think but it's they fair still, to compare they still, the Stones to Amy Winehouse.
Well, obviously not, but that's what I'm saying. They were professional. Even though they're all maggot or whatever, they were still doing their job for 2 hours and they still made an entertaining show. She needs
she
to lift her finger.
She was entertaining, but she just wasn't singing very well.
Ah, true. Maybe this is the problem.
So maybe the same people that go to Amy Winehouse concerts, assuming she's going to be sober and she's going to sing really well, are probably the same people that get the shits when Hugh Hefner does the sly on his
cheats on his missus. What else you got?
That was a really long-reaching segue there.
Sedgway.
Yep, what else?
Well, I'm actually going to go back to People Milton. I reckon they're going to get together. What do you guys reckon?
Isn't that like two brothers and two sisters together?
It's kind of that's
weird.
Well,
it's really weird. It's sort of but she's broken up with a boyfriend, so I mean, she's now single.
Incest in the royal family, it's just weird.
No, isn't it? It's just normal.
No, it's not. Just not normal.
Fair enough. Yeah, I think they will get together.
Yeah, I reckon they will too.
They're going to have four-headed babies. No, but
allegedly.
Like related, so, you know what I mean? It's not
yeah. I don't know. It'd just be weird. I don't think I could, like, if my, well, I suppose my little brother's a bit younger than me, but two brothers and two sisters, I reckon it'd be weird.
Yeah, no, I couldn't date the same family kind of area that my sister was dating. I think that'd be weird.
I suppose it happens.
It does.
Can I say, though, he could do a lot better than Peter Middleton.
He's a ginger.
Yeah, but...
So ginger just get what they're given, huh?
He's a royal ginger.
Ginger, no chance.
So gingers just get what they're given, you know?
Exactly.
All right, so your wife was lucky to get you? Well, or unlucky?
No, I was very lucky.
All of the above.
We're changing that tune really quickly.
No, she was lucky to get me. I'm awesome.
Well, look, you know, if Harry and Pippa get together, you know... It'll sell a lot of newspapers and the press will be very happy.
That works pretty well too. Harry and Pippa. It's like a soap opera couple.
Well, apparently even Usher has said that she's, you know, one of the most attractive women out there at the moment.
Really?
So, and Usher wants to meet her.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I don't know how he got his name, Usher. I mean, isn't that just someone that hooks you to your seat at the movie?
Yep.
I don't get it.
That's actually what he did for a living before he became a singer.
I wonder how he got his name. Brilliant.
I don't know if that's legitimate or not.
Next, he's going to do a 50 cent joke about it being $1.75 now.
I could, but that's an economy joke, and I'm not really into that.
50 cent US is about 65 Australian, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, we're at $1.06 at the moment. We're well on par. In fact, it's a really good time to be buying overseas.
Here we go.
Right.
Yeah. That is why our retail sector is suffering, because a lot of people are just buying from overseas at much cheaper prices.
Right. So Paul Clithero over there in the corner helping us out.
And, you know, that was Mr. Koshy. That's my Koshy moment. Cassie, anything else?
The only other thing I've got is Ryan Dunn, rest in peace, the jackass guy. Killed in a car accident, really sad.
Yeah.
Driving his Porsche way too fast.
Way too fast.
Now, he tweeted a couple of photos of him getting smashed just before he did.
Allegedly
getting smashed before he got smashed. So the question is, I mean, you know, obviously we don't condone drink driving, but do you think he really did it, or he was trying a new stunt without a camera?
I just think it was, you know, just speed. Yeah, speed kills decision. Kids.
Yeah. Yep.
It's funny. It's not funny at all, actually. But
I was trying not to joke about it. I reckon there has to be more than like a 3 day sort
there's
of.
There's some slight irony, can I say though?
There is.
There is
in that the amount of high risk things that
yep.
that those guys do on that show. And I love the show. I love Jackass. I think it's great.
I think it is too.
To die in a car accident is kind of a bit
it's very
strange.
Yeah.
It's very Steve Irwin.
I think it'd be more ironic if he died doing something not dangerous.
Like walking across a road or...
Well, I don't know, sitting on the toilet or something.
Running a radio
show. Dying of old age.
But maybe my idea...
radio
maybe my idea of irony is different than the actual term irony. The ironing is delicious.
Thanks, Alanis Morissette.
Exactly. A whole song about irony with no irony in it.
No, it was just all...
But do you think that was the irony?
Maybe.
Yeah,
well, don't you think?
A little too ironic for me. I really do think. All right, let's.
Well, thanks, Cassie, for that. That was
yeah, thank you. That was first entertainment report. Get on the Facebook page and tell us how rubbish she was or how good she was. And we'll Cassie.
And get on our Facebook page and we need a nickname for her.
We need a nickname. I'm thinking like C-Bizzle.
C-Bizzle.
Something like that. But anyway, it is 7:21. Let's jump into some CSAs.
Hi, I'm Bill Irace of the Hunters Hill Tennis Club. Are you looking for somewhere to have some really enjoyable games of tennis, whether social or competitive? Then why not consider the Hunters Hill Tennis Club on the corner of Woolwich Road and Jenneret Street? This club is looking for new members who play a reasonable standard of tennis. It's not for beginners, but it's not for Wimbledon champions either. The club has 5 magnificently manicured lawn courts with a separate clubhouse and plays in both ladies and men's Sydney Metropolitan competitions. All social tennis is organised, so you don't have to worry about providing partners. To encourage family members to pick up a racket, members can also play with their immediate family on Sunday mornings. And coaching is available for both members and non-members if desired. If you'd like more information about this small, friendly club, then contact us directly on 9816 2504.
What you hear on community radio is governed by the Community Broadcasting Codes of Practice. The Codes of Practice cover matters relating to program content that are of concern to the community, including local content, news, current affairs, Australian music content, programs for children, and the responsibilities associated with broadcasting to the community. They also cover aspects such as community access and participation in the operation of this service. Copies of the codes are available from the Community Broadcasting Association website. www.cbaa.org.au.
If you have a complaint about something you have heard on 2RRR, you should put your complaint in writing and post it to us at 2RRR, P.O. Box 644, Gladesville, New South Wales 1675.
Experiencing the glass and wooden display cabinet at Bellefleur Fine Chocolates for the first time is a truly heady delight. Bellefleur chocolates are made daily from only the finest ingredients. High-quality Belgian couverture, fresh local dairy products, and special ingredients sourced from around the globe. With 4 generations of experience, we handcraft the most traditional of chocolates that would look right at home in our grandparents' Belgian chocolate shop. Treating yourself or for the perfect gift, Bellefleur Fine Chocolates, 658 Darling Street, Roselle, and 584 Parramatta Road, Petersham. Norton Street and Taverners Hill. And check our mouth-watering website, bellefleur.com.au. Bellefleur Fine Chocolates, a station sponsor.
And there is no one there to I could hold you for a million years to make you feel my love. I know you haven't made your mind up yet, but I would never do you wrong. I've known it from the moment that we met, no doubt in my mind where you belong. I'd go hungry, I'd go black and blue, I'd go crawling down the avenue. No, there's nothing that I wouldn't do to make you feel my love.
Thursday Big Breakfast. What did you just say there, Matty?
I don't know what's wrong with your wife. She's gorgeous. Why'd she marry you?
Because she's intelligent as well.
Silence.
Crickets, crickets. All right, what are we up to? News stories.
Yeah. What one should I? Okay, I'm going to do the gun violence one. Hosinia Araujo. I think I said that right.
I'm sorry?
24, was taken to St. Vincent's Medical Center after accidentally shooting himself in the groin.
Ouch. Oh!
Araujo was showing his girlfriend his gun when it went off. To add insult to injury, Araujo's girlfriend, Christine Belknap, was charged with possession of drug paraphernalia because she had a pipe used for smoking crack cocaine, police told the news.
There you go.
Good times.
So that was a good day for those two.
Yep, they did well.
Yeah.
Police in Colorado say a woman who stepped inside a portable toilet at a yoga festival, so obviously flexible people, discovered a man hiding in the tank below when she lifted the lid. Boulder police said police spokeswoman Kim Cobell says the woman told the authorities she noticed something moving inside the tank and asked a man to check it out. The man reported seeing someone covered in a tarp inside the tank. A festival security supervisor said that the man, that just brings a whole new issue to Kenny's job. Festival supervisor said that the suspect eventually emerged from the toilet covered in human waste and, quote, slipped away. Police say the suspect is thought to be in his 20s and is being sought on charges.
I'll tell you what I find weird about this, right? It was a yoga festival.
What part of weird do you get out of this?
It was a yoga festival, right?
Yeah.
Yoga people tend to be like vegans and eat sort of weird diets, so it'd be worse, I reckon, to be in a
lot of beans.
Yeah, in a toilet.
Okay. So are you going to put a basis of comparison on?
Well, say you went to a Meat Eaters convention, it'd probably be a more solid sort of experience for you.
Or a bakery convention, maybe.
Yeah,
lots of prune juice factory.
Please, this is my number two man. His name is number two.
I reckon you'd have to be pretty flexible to be able to get into the portal.
Just when you think the world can't get any stranger, you read something like that and you go, okay.
What did he think, though? But nobody was going to lift the lid and look and go, hold on, there's a face down there. Like,
but when you've got some kind of fetish like that, maybe you'll just do anything to...
I suppose. How did he get away? I suppose nobody wanted to tackle him.
It's like the greased up deaf guy from Family Guy. No one can catch me.
Allegedly. I'll do the robbery. Another robbery story.
I wonder where you're going to go from here. Because, I mean, that's...
Yeah, there's not really anywhere you can go from here. A man robbed a bank. A Gaston County man robbed a bank for a dollar and then sat on the floor waiting for police to arrest him. This is a bank robbery. Please only give me $1, Verone said. Then he did the strangest thing of all. Stood there waiting for the cops. I started to walk away from the teller. Then I went back and said, I'll be sitting right there waiting for the police. He's hoping for a 3-year sentence because he's 59 years old. He has no job, no money. And he thought jail would be the best place to get medical care and a roof over his head. That's sort of funny and sad at the same time. I think he was intending on getting caught. So he just said, give me a dollar.
Some people want to get caught. You know?
Isn't there a song called Give Me a Dollar Out at the moment?
Really? Is it by 50 Cent?
I think so. He's broke, so he needs twice as much. Are you giving us a new story, Cass?
Oh, apparently I am. It's called Shot Bum Hook.
What? Repeat that?
No, repeat it. I don't think people heard it clearly enough.
Yeah, I didn't hear it.
Shot Bum Hook. Did you get that, Chris?
One more time.
Anyway, a man who said he had a fish hook embedded in his buttocks allegedly fired shots to get police attention Monday morning, according to a release from the Frederick Police Department. The release says police responded to a noise complaint in the 200 block of East Patrick Street shortly before 9:30 a.m. The man said living in the rear entrance of the apartment... I'm glad he was in the rear of the apartment. Been making a lot of noise for several hours. Remp told police he had been hiding in his closet because he had a fish hook embedded in his buttocks. This is weird.
More weird than the bloke at the yoga festival.
I've been wondering where Tom Cruise has been.
Yeah. In the closet.
He also told police he had fired shots to attract police attention. He was placed in handcuffs and taken to Federal Memorial Healthcare for evaluation, according to the release.
When he got to the police station, did they hang him up upside down?
Everyone stood next to him. They weighed him and
what a whopper.
Tagged him and threw him back in. Kissed him on the lips and threw him back in. All right, it's 7:33. We might jump into some music and some announcements, sponsorships, all that sort of jazz. I'm just looking at Gordon Ramsay planking on his plane too.
Hey, so we were going to take over the planking craze with pebbling, weren't we?
Yeah, we're going to pebble.
Yeah, we're going to start pebbling.
I don't know what happened to it.
We want people to pebble.
Yeah, do your pebbling best.
What do you reckon, Cassie? You think you can pebble?
Don't say yes until you know what it is.
Yeah.
That's not Cassie's style.
Yeah. Right. That's how you lose watches.
She says yes first.
And
ask
then
questions later.
Look for the watch later. 7:34, let's jump into some music. It's the Thursday Big Breakfast with Stokesy, Maddie, and what are we going to call you? Cass.
Cass.
Cass is so boring. Cass
can we do? Can we find a name with an S in it, please?
It doesn't match the scheme either.
What about Cassalassa?
Maddie G, Stokesy.
Hang on, what did they used to call you at school?
LT, Cassie. See,
the one that you were telling us earlier? Cassalassa Ding Dong, I think it was.
Cassalanga Ding Dong. Cassalassa Ding Dong. That's too... No, we're not going to call you that. That's garbage. So...
I'm not sure where you were going with that.
Two things I want to talk about. 20% of all women's clothing is bought by men.
Really? For themselves?
I don't know.
It's comfortable.
And that leads rather well into the controversy threatening to turn the Women's World Cup into a pantomime. The two ugly sisters might actually be ugly brothers.
What country are we talking about?
All right, there's two players from Equatorial Guinea who they've dubbed the ugly sisters because they're pretty ugly. what are you laughing at?
Nothing.
nothing. I'm just Equatorial Guinea.
What's funny about
what
that?
Do they expect them to be supermodels out of Equatorial Guinea?
So, yeah, they've called them the Ugly Sisters because they're both pretty tenacious and ugly, but apparently it turns out that they're men. They've been stood down from the soccer team, I think sent home because people found out that they're men.
Do they have dangly bits, or is it they're just like that South African runner who
had high accounts
of testosterone?
Well, I think they're still looking into it. I think they're getting them up on the... on the lift and
getting them up on the hoist,
checking out what's going on. But
that's a very important process.
What do you think that should be the outcome of this? Do you think the men that sort of look feminine should be able to play women's sports?
Well, can I say most blokes in professional soccer,
they tend to
act like women.
Yeah,
anyway.
Exactly.
When they get touched in the ankle, they roll around like they've been shot. So I think they should be able to keep playing.
Is there a difference between in soccer women and men? Do you
Not
think
much.
The men would beat women? In soccer? By a lot?
A lot, yeah.
Right. Are we talking about sports or Maddie's gone quiet over there again?
No, look, I've got an opinion on this, but I thought I'd let Stokesy do his because he's always whinging about how I steal his ideas. So there you go, Stokesy, go ahead. Go on.
I've got an idea, Maddie, you can steal.
Go.
Who?
You.
Okay, cool. No, in regards to men versus women, look at the Socceroos. The women's team kicked ass all over the men's team. We do a whole lot better, and yet they get paid a whole lot less, no sponsorship, almost no sponsorship, and no one ever knows when they're actually winning, losing.
But that's because nobody wants to watch female sport.
But the male World Cup, where we've got players who could barely play with gout and everything else, oh, yay, let's stay up to 3 a.m. and watch Italian.
But really, when you look at the Australian male side, they are all quite good-looking guys, right? Well, at least, say...
Have you seen the females? They're not bad.
Well, see, I don't find them attractive.
Funny that.
I'm just putting it out there.
I'm going to take a while to say, are you heterosexual?
But see...
Because I'm just putting out a wild stab in the dark that maybe you might like the men over the women in general when it comes to that.
No, I can appreciate good-looking girls. I can. I was just talking about someone that was good-looking.
I think that's something women can do, but men tend to find hard to do. Yeah.
Well, ignoring that, I mean, you're talking about, is there a difference between male and females in soccer? I mean, that's a classic example. Our female Socceroos are world-class and ranked better than
but
our
if the women played the men, who would win that game? That's the question.
I still think the men, I'm, you know, all for go girls, but I still think the men would win.
I would love to see a men versus women thing. And I honestly, only to see the women kick their butt.
So do you think it has to do with the looks of the women's sports players?
It never
hurts. Yeah, because remember when Anna Kournikova came onto the tennis scene?
But she didn't make any more money in terms of advertising. No, she did, not advertising, in terms of...
She couldn't play, but everyone watched her.
Yeah, but the women's prize money at the end of a round was still the same amount. They didn't give her more money because she was Anna Kournikova.
Yeah, but she got extra sponsorship, extra jobs, extra attention.
Lots of attention.
But they get half the money that the men's do. In almost every sport, the prize money for a woman is less than what a man is.
So I think you just answered your question.
But they play less. They only play best of three sets.
Yeah, they don't play for as long.
Why do you think they're incapable of playing five sets?
I think they should play five sets like the blokes do.
And then get the same money?
Probably. They do the same effort.
But do you think they don't get the same money because they play less, or they don't get the same money because less people watch?
Well, go back to the original article.
A lot of people watch women's tennis.
You were talking about a couple
drives me mental. I can't watch it.
You were talking about a couple of boys who are playing as girls. Now, let's take a look at the Williams sisters in tennis. You know, a
couple of girls playing as boys.
Those are some very broad shoulders. That's all I'm going to say.
Serena's cool. I like Serena Williams.
I don't mind that. The Williams sisters.
She's got a heart of a lion. It looks like she's down and out. She finds a way to win all the
time. And they always seem to win Wimbledon somehow. One of them always seems to win, even though they haven't been winning for years.
Do you think they go, oh, who's going to win this year? Oh, I'll let you win. Thanks.
I reckon maybe. Back in the day when they were both really dominant, I reckon they probably took turns. Yeah.
Flipped a coin.
But, you know.
You know.
That's getting off topic a bit. The Socceroos, the female Socceroos, whatever they're called, the Matildas, I think that's
what
they're
called. Yep, they are. Yep.
They're awesome. What Matty was saying before, they're
world class.
Yeah, they are big time. But look, it comes down to spectators, and it comes down to what people want to watch on television. And I'll be frank, honestly, I want to watch
volleyball,
the best
beach
comp
volleyball.
In the world, and the best comp in the world is the Premier League, and that's where the money is, mate. Male football, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But why is that the best comp? Is it because men are more capable than
faster,
women?
It's faster. I'm not saying it's more skillful, because the girls are just as skillful as the blokes, but it's just faster, it's more physical.
I think it's how it's advertised and broadcast. I mean, have you ever seen the movie A League of Their Own?
Yes.
Based on
the one with Madonna in it?
Yep.
Based on a true story. When all the American male baseballers went off to war, they got all the women in. And once a bit of advertising and a bit of sponsorship went around, you know, it became as big as the male one.
Yeah, but they only sponsor what's going to work. Look at netball. It's the most played sport in Australia, yet the Australian team players tend to have second jobs because they're only getting $30,000, $40,000.
Such a stressful game, too.
On your knees and your ankles.
Stokes is awesome
Such
at netball.
Such a stressful game, netball. I don't know how people play it.
It's stressful for you. You can't reach the
The bloody ref whistles every 10 seconds. It drives me nuts.
One day I'll tell you the story about Stokesy playing netball. It was, honestly.
Honestly, I nearly walked awesome. Into a bank with a gun afterwards.
Ask for a dollar just so you could get away.
I feel like hiding in a portaloo at a festival.
We think we've gone too far there. It's 7:47. We'll play a song in tribute to the two soccer players from the, where were they? Equatorial Guinea team. It's 7:47. We'll play a song, then we'll come back, wrap up. The Guinea Guineas. And go from there. Thursday Big Breakfast. I'm the only Michael. Thursday Big Breakfast. It's 7:52. We're going to have a chat about everyone's weekends. What are we up to, everyone? Stokesy, we're going to go over to Perth to watch the Mighty Broncos take on the Bunnies.
I'm in trouble at this part of the radio show because I can never remember what I'm actually doing.
What are you doing, Cass?
Plucked an eyebrow. Oh, that hurt.
So is that what you're doing on the weekend?
I'm getting my eyebrows clipped, yeah.
Tattooed on. What's with tattooing eyebrows?
I'm not a fan, personally, but...
Anyway.
You know, yeah, it's a big Broncos Rabbitohs Friday night, so I'll probably go...
At Perth?
To a pub and watch it.
Go the Bunnies.
Go the Rabbitohs. But I don't think they'll win, I hate to say. I think the Broncos might be too good.
Broncos looked good last week up against St. George.
Yeah, but other than that, I really don't have a lot on. I'm actually kind of working, unfortunately.
Yeah, I've got one of those weekends coming up myself. Big Sunday roast.
I think I've got about 700 kids tomorrow night.
Wow.
What are you doing for work?
Allegedly.
Sorry, that's terrible. I shouldn't have
school
made that
disco,
joke.
That should be loud.
700 kids at a school disco.
Yep.
What type of music are you going to play?
I get there and that's the first question they ask. And I go, Wiggles, High Five. And you just watch them turn and get really angry at me. It's fun because I don't like children that much. Are you okay?
Stokesy's still struggling with the eyebrow plucking.
But the funny thing was, I pulled it out of the left one, but he was actually touching his right and saying, ow.
The thing is,
he's rather bushy. I mean, you pulled it out of the left, it actually came from the right. Yeah. It was a big... He's got a comb over.
A mono.
I just have to
comb over eyebrow.
Yeah, the mono.
Shave the middle.
A bit of the mono.
What about Cass? What do you got planned for the weekend?
I'm actually in Newcastle.
Leave your watch at home.
No, you're not. You're in Sydney right now.
Yeah. Newcastle's a bit further north.
For the weekend.
What are you doing up there for? What's in Newcastle besides...
I'm working and catching up with my parents.
What do you do for a living?
Well.
We can't talk about it this time slot.
I do a lot.
It's got to match your RSVP profile, all right? Because Matt will be watching.
I'm in the beauty industry.
In the what?
Beauty industry.
So you probably want my advice on a couple of things. So music, do you want my wife to pick some songs for you for this kids' disco?
Yeah, I'm good.
You sure?
Yeah.
I thought she did a great job today.
Yeah. Let's just have a quick look at that, shall we? What was number three? No, number two. Pink, Dear Mr. President. The kids rock out to that one.
Yeah,
they
love
really
it.
Do.
That's what
they just go nuts.
That's where you get your arms around your missus and dance slow at the old blue light disco.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, these are primary school kids. You know, they won't touch it. You know, girls don't touch boys.
So what's your top song?
At the moment is Party Rock Anthem.
Yeah,
the kids
shuffling.
Love that. Yeah, they
and
love shuffling.
They're shuffling
good.
Is
well,
back.
No, it's actually three of them are good at shuffling. The rest of them just kind of look like they're walking upstairs on the spot.
I'll show you shuffling in a minute.
I don't know what shuffling is. I must be out of the loop.
The Running Man? Come on, it was like back in the day.
I know what the Running Man is.
Yeah.
Shuffling.
Right. Well, why did they change the name of it?
Because they're young people.
Shuffling is
It's different to the Running
but
Man.
But
right?
that is number one song at the moment. Right behind that would probably be a bit of Friday to Sunday by the Justice Crew.
Oh, okay, I don't know.
I don't even
Friday
know what this
is. Friday to Sunday, I'll make the girls go wild.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know any of this music. Don't forget our phrase of the day. Go out and use it. Go out and multiply. No, go out and use this whenever you can.
You're not gremlins.
Tell me something, my friend. You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight? I always ask that of all my prey. I just like the sound of it.
You should there try that, Cassie, when you're going up to someone to... Oh, you can't hear it, can you? Oh.
Well, when you're going to do eyebrow plucking or whatever.
Seriously, my eyebrow still hurts me.
You can drop that quote off. So that's about all we have time for.
It's been emotional.
Thanks for helping us out, Cass, and coming in.
No worries.
Can we expect to see you more often?
Yes, you can, I'm sure.
Oh, okay, then.
Can we expect to see you on time?
Maybe I should start driving myself.
I think that might be the best way to do it. Thanks again for listening. LT, Stokesy, Maddie G, and Cass E.
See you guys.